Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Do you know the closer that we get to God, the more we realize just how vile a sinner we are? The closer we get to a holy God, we just realize just how sinful we were. Well, I ain't so bad, you know. I'm glad I ain't like that guy. Well, when we line ourselves up to the Lord, we're still a pretty rotten bunch of... Anyway, that's what he said, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Christ, Jesus Christ, might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. And he's at the beginning writing Timothy, and he's telling Timothy, listen, if Jesus could do this for me, he could do this for anybody. Before he saved me, I was this, a blasphemer, injurer, and a persecutor. But he saved me that I may be a pattern. The word pattern means I'm an example. He's telling Timothy that, I'm an example. Well, back in the book of Hebrews, we see that he's sharing these examples of faith because they're severely persecuted, and they're thinking, well, if they can do that, we can do it too. Faith is used 231 times in your Bible. 231 times. You don't have to count them all. You can just Google it. Okay. No, I went to my Bible app. 231 times. Only twice, though, in the Old Testament. 229 times in the New Testament, the word faith is used. But it's amazing, 24 times that word is used in this chapter alone. So this chapter is chapter of faith. Also, and again, when it talks about now faith is a substance, the word substance means a foundation. It's what everything's built upon. Our faith is built upon the word of, it's where it's from. It's built upon everything else is built upon this foundation. This faith that we're talking about here is not a leap in the dark. We call it a blind leap of faith. No, we have faith because God said it. It's in his word, and I believe it. There used to be a bumper sticker, used to be on, it's a common saying years ago, with this statement, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Well, the truth of the matter is, whether you believe it or not, it said, if God said it, it's settled, whether you believe it or not. And that's the substance. That's the foundation. That's what he's talking about. Faith is the foundation, substance of things hoped for. The phrase here, hope for, literally means to wait with joy and full confidence. We know it's going to happen. Why? Because God said it would happen. So we hope for that. The things we hope for are things that we do not possess, that we do not now possess, but are things that are promised to the believer in the Word of God. We do not hope for things that we already have, that we already possess. We don't have to hope for those things. Matter of fact, again, Paul wrote in Romans chapter number 8 these words, beginning verse number 24. For we are saved by hope, and it goes on in verse number, for what a man seeth, why doth he have hope for? For if we have hope for that which we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. So now faith is that substance, that foundation of things hoped for. We know, I'm looking for the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's our blessed hope. Are you looking for him to come? He's my hope. Let me give you another one. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three. But the greatest of these is charity. Why does he list charity as the greatest? Of course, there's a lot you could say. But when Jesus comes for us, we no longer have to have hope. We see him. We no longer have to have faith. We're there in his presence. But we will always, always have love. For ages upon ages upon eons, time out of mind, no longer have faith, no longer have hope, but we will have love. You may not love me now, but in heaven you'll love me. God will make you love me, you know. But anyway, we will always have that love. And so we see that thing that it's hoped for. And then the evidence. The word evidence means proof and conviction. They use it as actually a legal term. Go to a court setting, and the attorneys will present evidence to prove or for a conviction. That's kind of where the word comes from. And the thought is, what God has promised, He will perform. Because of that foundation, that is concrete, God said it, and we know He's going to fulfill that, everything He had promised. And we have already seen the proof and evidence of what God has done in our life and in others' people's. Has God done anything wonderful for you besides salvation? Every day. He helped Danny yesterday. Some crazy man drunk. I mean, that could have been horrible. But anyway, by the way, y'all believe that? I believe God has guardian angels. I think that some of y'all need more guardian angels than others. That's a whole another story. But anyway, let's move on. For by it, speaking of faith, the elders, who are the elders? These are the Old Testament saints, men and women, the Old Testament folks. They obtained a good report. The word good report literally means a good testimony and a good witness. All these Old Testament saints mentioned came from various backgrounds. They had different personalities and different circumstances in their life, but they all had one thing in common. What was that? Faith. They all believed God at His word. And because of that, they obtained a good report, a good testimony. They were a great witness, not just for those Hebrew believers who were under persecution, but for us today. And I mentioned last week, and matter of fact, I mentioned we had our Bible study class Thursday. Brother Ray wasn't feeling well, so I took the class Thursday. And I mentioned that we know nothing in America about persecution. Nothing. You know, somebody might laugh at you or call your name or whatever. But folks, that ain't persecution. You know, what these believers were facing, what they're facing in third world countries. Even today, Kyle and Holly's in Israel, they just got there. You can't openly go about sharing the gospel openly. And if whether it's Jew or Muslim or whatever, Buddha, Danny mentioned this, a Buddhist, get saved, become a believer out of their religion, their families have funerals for them for the most part. You know, some will be a little more graceful, but pretty much a rule of thumb, a Jew, a Muslim, Buddhist, whatever, they're dead to the family. They've denied that faith. They lose their meaning, would lose their job. I mentioned years ago when I went to Iraq. It was shortly after Saddam fell. We was invited to Iraq, and we started a church there in Baghdad. Anyway, we had four preacher boys there they were Iraqi fellas, that they were in Jordan, and I brought them over into Baghdad. Long story short, the second trip I was there, I left. I went there a couple times. The second trip I left, they were kidnapped by the terrorists, Al-Qaeda, who they were, anyway, because they knew there was an American there, and they were with this American guy, and they held them for a month. We knew nothing just because they were... Anyway, I got word that they were holding them for hostage, that because I'm American, they said, well, we're going to get money out of them. Word came to me, and I won't go into all the details, but long story short, these preacher boys convinced their terrorists that I was a poor Baptist preacher and I ain't got no money. It's true, and they believed him, by the way. So they released these guys and they went back to Jordan. They were threatened a lot. And I just said that's just one example. We knew nothing about persecution.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church for special revival services with Brother Mike Holcomb. He will be with us Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m. for special revival services. We hope that you'll come join us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.